Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Sadhu Shares. I'll do my chant. Om Namo. I bow. We all bow. I mean, if you want to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within you. It's always within you. You just often have to just stop a second and listen. I have read somewhere at some point the still small voice, which I really like that. So stop and listen. And, it's like kind of like stop and smell the coffee or stop and smell the flowers or whatever the saying is. So I'm feeling a little slightly slap happy. I'm really, really pretty tired. We've had nonstop lots of stuff going on, but a super fun weekend of dancing Friday night, dancing all day Saturday, dancing Saturday night, dancing Sunday night. And then we had guests over and cooking, and then we had a guest last night, spend the night. And so sorry for my froggy voice, but it was lovely and fabulous. And my husband and I are both slightly zombie-like because we're just put out a lot of energy, but it's kind of that happy zombie-like energy. And the dancing was just incredible and wonderful and so much fun and just euphoric, really. And so I would encourage all of you to find what is it that makes you feel euphoric and what makes you feel blissful. Anyway, for us, we do contra dancing, and it's like so much fun. And I like to call it contra therapy because it's just amazing. Makes you just lifts you out of whatever is going on with you. You know, even if you're happy, you just feel happier. So anyway, gosh, what's happening right now? What's happening out there? What am I supposed to talk about? The angels are kind of shaking their pom-poms like, go, Sadhu, go. I guess one of the things that popped up, which was pretty sweet, this woman friend who spent the night last night, was really lovely to have her here. And she was telling a lovely story about how she had was unable to go to the Women's March, but she she lives in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, and she went over to the San Francisco airport for the immigration, you know, the protest on that whatever, you know, day that was a few weeks ago. And she said it was incredible. There was just so much energy, and it was a really awesome thing. And she had a real interesting experience where there was a guy standing there kind of in protest of the protests who had, a suitcase or something, but he had his Trump shirt kind of laid out over the suitcase kind of, and wasn't saying anything, but it was just kind of this like, I'm here, you know, protesting your protest. And apparently he was, you know, some people would stop and engage with him and they would get into these, you know, basically yelling and arguing and stuff. And so my friend was with one of her friends, and my friend said something about, wow, I wonder how I would respond. And her friend said, well, what do you think you'd do? What would you do? And she goes, I'd give him a hug. And so her friend said to her, well, do you want to go back? You know, kind of like, hey, you know, there's still time. And they stood there for a second. They did. They went back. And she said because it was so crowded, her friend got there first. And when she got there, her friend was in an argument with the guy. And the guy was pretty much haranguing her friend, you know, about, you know, you get off food stamps and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, he didn't know anything about this woman. She had her own business and whatever. But so my friend went in and started just really listening to the guy and just kind of hearing him and letting him know that she was really hearing him. And they ended up having this lovely, really sweet, like they lifted it up. They lifted up the energy. The guy felt really heard. He at one point got apparently just totally softened, and they had one of those moments like we could all go out to dinner, you know, and talk like human to human. And so I was thinking about that last night after she told this story, like, yes, that is it. That is such a key thing, you know, because so often, and I know I do this, we're not listening, we're waiting to talk. And it's just really important to listen, and that's really often what's going on, is people just want to feel heard. They want to feel, you know, get a little validation. And you know, this man had gone to, he'd been, I don't know if he'd gone to Afghanistan or something like that, and you know, and he had his kids, and just was like a bunch of stuff. Like there were so many ways that she could hear him, and he felt, it sounded like he felt very heard. And so anyway, and then we were talking this morning about this idea. At least I felt before the election, like the idea of going and trying to convince people of my point of view, well, frankly, made me feel exhausted. Like, that just seems wrong. And I thought, I'm really not going to convince anyone. So I'm not going out and doing that. I felt no call to campaign or anything like that. I just thought, especially it was pretty, you know, divisive, you know, really strong on either side. And I just thought, I'm not going to go out and try to convince anyone. But if we come together in a love space like that, you know, it's like, why do I want to convince somebody of my point of view? I mean, really, if you think about it, like, really, do I need it to validate myself? Do I need, you know, do we really think we should all think exactly the same? I mean, sure, yeah, it makes sense to recycle, and you know, there's plenty of things, be kind to people, or I mean, there's plenty of issues that we can disagree about that, yeah, it'd be nice if we were kinder to each other. Or, you know, frankly, I love it that we have immigrants coming here, and I'd love to see more diversity. But really, I just thought, boy, that's so important to just really listen. And that was inspiring for me. And I thought, I want to do that more. I want to be more aware and more mindful about listening and not just waiting to talk. And it's funny because my husband and I both talk quite a bit. I do feel like I am a good listener, but I think I could do a lot better. So that's now one of my new things I'm going to do. The other thing is I realized yesterday, I thought, you know what, I'm going to spend more time wallowing in gratitude. So I'm not going to even call it meditating anymore. I'm just going to like spend time wallowing in gratitude. Because I have such a great life. I have so many blessings, and I have so much joy. And so thank you all for listening. If anyone's listening to me, I realize I'm kind of just processing this here. I've been trying, I'll put that in quotes, to kind of put myself out there. Like, I really want to help people, but I think what I need to do is just really sit and wallow in gratitude, and then just trust. If there are people that I'm supposed to help or I'm supposed to serve, then they will come to me. And then angels are nodding their heads yes and giving me the thumbs up, like yes, yes, yes. And because, and I know I've talked to you all often about my main personality soul type as a can do, and so I end up getting just kind of like busy, do, I'm doing so much, doing, get things done, da 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 da. And I really just with being so busy in the last few days, I realized, like, oh, I just want to sit here and not have to do anything. I want to just look out the window and just kind of notice the birds flying by. That just sounds blissful to me. I'm a big reader too, and I haven't even been reading as much. I mean, I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm on several committees, and I'm also taking a couple classes. One class is done, and so it, you know, so I'm doing that kind of thing. I mean, we're retired. I'd love to do more coaching, angel readings with people, but it's kind of like, okay, we'll just see what comes out, you know. So that feels good. Spending time wallowing in gratitude. Yeah. Let's build that love thing, huh? So anyway, let's see. The angels are saying we could do a chant. So I'm going to do neutral mind. And because there's so much going on out in the world, and it can often look crazy or scary or whatever, I love this chant for kind of just taking the edge off that. And really, to me, it's about trusting in the divine and trusting that the universe has a big plan, you know. And so much of at least how I prefer to function in the world is about following my heart of what feels right for me to do. So Asankanav, Asankatav, Agamagam Asankalo, Asanka Kehe Siddhabhara Hoy, Akari Nam, Akari Salah, Akari Gyana Gita Gunaga, Akari Likanabola Navan, Akara Siddhasan Jogavikan, Jine Likita Siddhanai, Jifurmai Tip Tipai, Jeta Kita Teta Now, Vidhanave Nahi Kotau, Kurata Kavan Kahavi Char, Varina Java Ekvar, Jo Tu Dabhave Saibalikar, Tu Sadasala Mata Nirankar. So, I mean, obviously right now, if I'm kind of feeling, you know, a little bit tired and whatever, it's easy for me to say, yeah, I'm going to be more. I'm going to just try to, you know, just sit quietly more often. But I feel very determined. It's easy to, like, so my point is, it's easy to say that when I feel a little tired. But really, I want it to be part of my daily routine several times a day to just kind of be. And I'm 59 and a half, and I've been, like, kind of working on this my whole life, right? So, okay, I'm vowing it here and now to you all. But anyway, one of the nice things about having guests over is that now it feels really very sweet to kind of have our basically it's kind of my meditation room. I mean, we have multi-purpose rooms at our house. And so the guest room is also kind of the meditation room. And we have clothes in here and all that kind of stuff. But it just feels really lovely to now have this space back. And I love sitting on my couch and talking to my friends on the phone. And look, I can look out the window. And I love, you know, doing this radio show. And you know, I also, you know, do some work on the laptop and do Facebook stuff and everything. So we'll listen to that. We have a minute left. Isn't that amazing how that happens? So I hope you all have a super fabulous and joy-filled day. And I would love to have you join the Love and Joy Revolution on Facebook if you want. If you're a woman and if you're interested in, I've created a group also called Wild Women Rising in Joy. I'd be most delighted if you're interested in kind of love, support, connection amongst wild women. And when I think of wild, to me, that just means you're being authentically yourself and living from your heart. So anyway, this end of the show, and I hope you have a beautiful, fabulous day, which I think I already said that, but that's okay, and I love you all. Mwah!